028.
Okay, I want to go over last week's Gemara more clear in a more clear way, and of course continue Vayda too. I want to go back to the Mishnah on Yud Aleph and Aleph, because it's very, very important. And there's a lot of shittas, and I want to clarify the shittas again. Planting a tree on the Shvigas itself, some Rishonim say is Midrabbonim. So this is Midrabbonim. Zimur is an Isidir Aiso. So, which is weird, because Zimur, let's say on Shabbos, is a Tolda planting a tree. So Zimur is also, you say, Koshkin planting a tree. So the answer is that Zimur is something you do, and it's for Shvigas. You do it on Shvias for Shvias. The effects of the Zimur are this year. On Shvias, the truth is, even Zriya, the Isser Sokolay Tizra, also you plant it this year, and it's for this year. Mashengen, planting a tree, just a rationale. I mean,
you don't need it. It's a pasuk.
What?
It's a pasuk. There's a pasuk as karmachal asizmar. I mean, so we would put Natiya under Zimur.
Sure.
It's kind of backwards, isn't it?
And then
the Torah
right,
says,
"Koshkin."
Yeah.
Okay. Klee for Zimur, you certainly klee for Natiya.
Okay.
The Gemara Ma'ariv Katan says, if you know the Avzasur, so even though normally told us a svara by Shvius, a told us only drabon. But here the Rishonim are saying, wait a second. But if the Torah says the Toldos Osir, so certainly Nichlal in the words of the Torah is that the Av should be Osir.
Isn't that a Raya that it's different, that it's not
Av?
It should have said, the Torah should have said Lysita. You know what I mean? It doesn't say Lysita.
Anyway, some Rishonim hold this in the Rabbanon, and they say a rationale. Because you plant on Shvius a tree, so you're not seeing the effects. The Totsos of that planting are not going to be on Shvius. That's not a reason why it's mutter, that's just a rationale why it's possible to say this the Torah asked and this it didn't. Zriya, planting Tvua, or Zimur are all immediately felt. So some say it's also Midrabbanan. Some say it's also Midiraisa. Some say it's Bechlal Zimur, and some say it's Bechlal Zriya. There are Shrilia holds, and the Torah asked Zriya, so when Asa Natiya also of Ilanos. And some say it's Michal and Ziva. Okay. So that's planting on Shvius itself. We learned in the first parak that Harisha is also in Tosefes Shvius. And we had in this parak a few other malachas that are preparatory for Shvius, which are also in Tosefes Shvius. Most Rishonim hold, we're going back to Yud Aleph and Aleph, the Mishnah. Most Rishonim hold that Natiya is Mutter on Tosefes Shvius. So even though you open up and you learn the second parak of Mishnayos, we're talking about, it looks strange, it's talking about Tosefes Shvius. You can do this, you can't do this, you can do this, you can't do this. Everything was Tosefes Shvius up till now. And now we have a Mishnah, Ein Hoytin, Ein Mavrichin, Ein Mavkivin, Erev Shvius, Pachos Mishloish, Mer Mufnei Shoshana. Yet most Rishonim say that this has nothing to do with Tosefes Shvius. The Isra of Al Mishnah is not Tosefes Shvius. I'd say even the overwhelming majority of Rishonim right. Now, why isn't Natiya also on Tosefes Shvius? So if on Shvius is with the Rabbanan, so there's your answer right there. Because things that are only also with the Rabbanan on Shvius, they didn't answer during Tosefes Shvius. So that's certainly a clean answer. Others answer that the Isser on Tosefes Shvius, we spoke this out many, many times already, it's not like Shabbos, Tosefes Shabbos. Here it's really preparing for Shvius. That's the Hagdara of what the Torah asked to do here of Shvius, is preparatory works for Shvius. Like Harisha. Hashem and Natiya would not be that. So therefore, most of Shurim hold, for one of these two reasons, Natiya is mutter on Tosefes Shvius.
So, do you mean that it's mutter up to Shvius? Or you mean this Mishnah is
Mutter?
In other words, the halacha is not like this Mishnah, or the Mishnah
the reason of the Mishnah is not Tosefer Shvius.
Oh, but it still says you don't do it, right? You don't do it for another reason.
It doesn't do Tosefer Shvius. Okay. There's Mara say, when there's no Tosefer Shvius, the Mishnah applies. Rashi Shita is not like that. Rashi Shita is Natiya, is also in Tosefer Shvius, in the Lamed Yom, not from Pesach, not from Atzeres, but in the Yamed Yom, in the Lamed Yom, which is what it says, Halacha L'Moshe Messina. But your basic din of Lamed Yom, so it's also in that also. As we see, that Shita's Rashi. Okay. Now. So let's start the Mishnah, we'll see. A note in his plan, may not breach him. So that's the then you know putting it into the earth. Then Markivin, of course, with the same min, it shouldn't be kaleyet. It's also to be marked one kind of tree and another, but it means also min. You know, you can't do it less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Why? Why? So many hold because it's going to take root in Shvius, and it's not like Shabbos because here it says the shofs of the earth. So it's also to do an avodas karka, which will result in the taking root on the seventh year. And that's the reason of the Mishnah. Rashi Shita is that it's also usher to take root in Tosefer Shvius. And therefore, he interprets our Mishnah as 60 days, not 30 days. Pachos v'shloshim yoyim, before when you're not allowed to have any avodas karka being done, so that equals 60 days. So many argue with Rashi, many, and many point out that even if theoretically Rashi would be right, that Netiya would be also Tosefer Shvius, but certainly this type of Netiya, where you're not doing anything, you're doing something before, and it's taking root during Tosefer Shvius. And we said the only rationale for that is because it says here, Meshof Sahoretz, Shabbos Lashem. But on Tosefer Shvius, they tell you, there certainly wouldn't be a din of Meshof Sahoretz. There's no din of, right? That's for sure. No din of Meshof Sahoretz. So therefore, they're not comfortable with Rashi. But that is Rashi Shita Mesech Rosh Hashanah, that we're talking about 60 days here, not 30. Okay. So again, what's the reason of the Mishnah? So many, maybe most, learn because it's going to take root on Shvius. That's what's wrong. Rambam Shita is no such issue. Chlal no such issue. And we're dealing with a problem of people making a mistake regarding Orlo. In other words, because they're going to count Shnois Orlo, if you planted less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, year number one starts from Rosh Hashanah. And people are going to do the math quickly, and they'll think that you planted on Shvius, because Shvius is year number one. So that's why they acid, unless Shvius, Rosh Hashanah meaning, comes year number two. So that's what 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, now you're in year number two. So people won't think that you planted on Shvius. Okay. So that's the reason of the Din of Mishnah according to the most Rishayim. It's 3 days. Even though he says Harkava, but he means Natiya and Havracha also. So, if you learn the Mishnah straightforwardly, that's the easiest way to learn. The Tanna Kamma holds only 30 days. The Isser in the Mishnah is to take root on Shvius. So according to Tanna Kamma, it takes 30 days. You can't do it less than 30 days. According to Yehuda, it's 3 days. And according to Bishim Shimon, it's 2 weeks. So that's how much time you have. If you hold that the reason for the Mishnah's first din was because of Shnois Arla, so it gets a little more complicated. What's the machlokes all about? So here, so You have to learn, and the Rambam Perush Mishnah learns that way, that if you hold the reason of the basic din on Mishnah is because of Shnos Arba. So the Tanakama holds towards 30 days, and the Buddha holds you need 3 plus 30. Wait a second. So the Tanakama holds, why 30? Wait. You need 30 days to be mashish. And the Tanakama holds Yom Echad B'Shana Choshev Shana. As you have to say, that you can't. You can start counting Shnos Arba, number 2 from Rosh Hashanah, even if you planted a day before Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so anyway, it comes to number 2. And Rabbi Yehuda holds you need 3 plus 30. And Rabbi Yisrael Shimon holds you need 14 plus 30. That would be the same as Rashi, in understanding that part of the Mishnah. Okay. So again, so either the Mishnah punches straightforward asses doing a malacha that results in it taking root on Shvius, and there's a machlokes how long that takes, 30 days or 2 weeks or 3 days. According to the Rambam, the basic din of Mishnah is that considered Rabbanon, so that people should get mixed up with Shnos Arba, and they'll think he planted on Shvius when they see how the Shnos Arba is working out. So the Tanakama holds. The Tanakama holds the 30 days for the Hashrosha. And the Tanakama only holds you need 1 day to be a year of Arla. While Yehuda and Shimon argue with that.
1 day?
What?
Well, how's the 1 day work?
30 days for the Hashrosha. And then you count 1 day for a Shnos Arla. And Rosh Hashanah is already your second year.
So the 30 days is the year. Why say 1 day?
30 days is for the Hashrosha.
So you need 31 days?
Yeah, whatever, 30. Maybe you use Mikhtasiyam Kulo.
Oh, okay. But doesn't count till it's Moshe.
It takes on 30 days to take root, and then 1 day is the year. And then Rosh Hashanah is year number 2. Okay. Zot Gemara. Ein noitin vein mavrichin, b'chul, v'leizim, k'nevirsi bar zimra, masnisa d'stam, adobabori, so we're not gairish acharash, we're gairish adobabori. We'll go with the Rishas, with the last video. Adobabori.
Oh, if he knows it took root.
Abodobabori shehishvish, should be. Abodobabori shehishvish. Not Shecharash, but Sheishrish. Mutter. Because he knows that he didn't plant on Shvius. Rashfilio points out that's only... Rashfilio points out that's only going to be on Yomar, but the reason is Chashad, that the reason we answer it, if he did it, it's because when Chayshet will do it, then he'll say it was B'shoigim. But according to the Man D'Yomar, that it's because of the minion, Shnos Arba, right? So why should it be Mutter if it's a Bari Shehishrish? It doesn't make sense. Why should it be mutter? You have the same chashash about moinim, but the Bnei Moshe maybe takes care of it by having the old girsah of shecharash, that if people knew he was masasik with it before Shoshana, so it became a foursome, and therefore it stays mutter. Okay. So, masnisa mestam or the bavari shecharash mutter. This is a little cooler if you know it took root. That's one of the two that were there. Yishavchu peirosov. which either means they answered it. That's what the Blessed Imara Fulda learns like that. No, right. Yishav Chu. What? Pashtun is also by knowledge. Yishlichem L'chus, the plain Moshe says. Okay. Yishav Chu Pei Reisha. Spill it out. Omer Rambo, Ani Lo Yin Nesi Mohem Baliyah. So I don't know. I don't know what they decided, and it's not clear to me. I'm in native of Chutz Nulmat. That's like saying, right, Nofak Dok Vyashkach in Badli. Went out. I saw it. Mavkun Misham Rav Yehudah Rav Yisrael Bar Tavli B'Shem Rav Blazer Ein Mechachem Al Gzeiro Rav Yisrael Bar Tavli B'Shem Rav Blazer Ein Mechachem Al Gzeiro. So everybody is, it basically means the same thing. That if they acid, you only have to consider it's chazal. So if you find that, they said Yaakor, so you're not going to be moisted on the gzeira and be mechadish on the gzeira, that the payers are also if he wasn't Yaakor. And mechadish on the gzeira, or ain't we'll see if it all is there. Probably two different things here. I don't know what to call it. It could be both. Being mechadish that is there. We'll see if it all. Not to you, Meis. Benoy ma'o she'en muta l'kaimo. Does the son have to suffer the knas of Yaakov? The din of Yaakov. Toner of Yaakov bar Abaye, the Bardalei. Not to amaze, but no, also a kind of. Wait, so the folders goes. She him moved to the kind of. Vasa command the young man, Hashad, Abon the Pnei. Right, so Rav Fulda learns, there's a Shiloh, Ramey was kind of sure you got to Mezit. So why? Why was he kind of sure you got to Mezit? So some say because of a Chashat, because people do it to Mezit and they'll say it happened to Shoyig. And the second reason that we're going to by Shoyig is talking because of the Shnois Arlo business. So, according to Rav Fulda, we're going to that Benoy is Mutter. And the answer comes to Yom Meha Chashad. Right, but the son didn't plant it, so there's no Chashad. Avul Mandiyom Amoyne, the Rav Fulda is Goyrus. So they all have the same problem as Shnei Sorla. So that's why you have to say Yaakov.
What's the problem? Shnei's Arla is also a form of Peshat, correct?
Is also.
Shnei's Arla is very basically saying that the tree was planted in Shemitah.
Yeah.
So what, according to this approach, what's the difference between Peshat? What does Peshat mean and what does Mining mean? Mining is also a form of Peshat.
About Peshat.
Okay, but it's just a way of referring to. It's the Gemara Gittin. As a question, why would kindness show you not to Mason? Why we say Yaakov? So one reason is called Chashad, meaning he'll do it with Mason and he'll say he was a Shoyig.
He'll do what with Mason?
Plant the tree.
Plant the tree when? During Shemitah?
We're talking about 30 days before Shemitah. Talking about the din of Yaakov, now a Mishnah. Now that I plant the tree within 30 days before Shoshana. And if he did so, Yaakov.
The reason why it's us to do so is because of mine.
That's only one sheet. That's a Rambam sheet. The most Rishonim we spoke out. The Machlokes is Rishonim why it's also to do. The Gemara in Gittin talks about why they asked Shoyig got to Mezid. Why they asked Shoyig? Why by Shoyig they said Yaakov also? Look at the Maram Fulber. Shnei Toin Mamre Meir Lama Kana Shor Yudot Umezit Bishvias Shiyakar Hamatiya. One of them they are chashad, because people do things during Shemitah and then they'll say they were shaking and really they were amazing. And Shainis that they have minion, because that's why they said Yaakov. The Yaakov is because of the Shnei Sarla. That's what you see for sure in the Gemara in Gimli. That the Yaakov is Sarla. So, the Gemara is saying, if you hold Mutal and Kaimo, right, so then it's good, and they have chashad, and the son didn't plant it. I'm saying, if it's Minyan Shnei Sarla, so the Ben also is counting Shnei Sarla, so you have to avoid the appearance that it was planted on Shvias. Okay. If you hold that the reason in our Mishnah is because it takes root on Shvias, then you have to say that the only reason you have to be oikering is because of Minyan Shnei Sarla. Because that's what we're dealing with by Shoyugot Umezit. So you say that the reason for the Akira in our Mishnah, Yaakov, is because of the Shoyugot Umezit. What about me? Why do we bring in kind of Shoyugot Umezit? Why don't we talk about Mezit itself? Why Yaakov? Apparently that's a Svara. If they said you shouldn't plant it, so you have to be Yaakov if you plant it. Like, that's not what we're concerned about. We're concerned about the Shoyugot Umezit. We're not concerned about the Mezit itself.
It doesn't even ask that.
It has something of Yaakov. Now, Yaakov is certainly, you don't need a special din for Yaakov, I guess. Yaakov is the natural tolsoh of saying Lo Yita. Lo Yita, so if you want to tell us Yaakov.
It's like Maisa Shabbos. And Maisa Shabbos is a special din, you know, Maisa Shabbos here.
So by Shias, they were more machna. But you see, we're only dealing with the Shoigig. If you did it for Shoigig, why does it have to be Yaakov? What?
Prevents the Hashrasha. Prevents the
But it's already Nishrash.
But certainly, we're talking about Yaakov. Well, if it's not Rosh Hashanah yet, certainly Yaakov. Yeah. But even on Rosh Hashanah, I think it's like Chayte Niskar, that's for sure in Svara. But we only have to know about Shaykh. Okay. Tani. Hanoteya Hamavrich Hamarkin, so you remember Pnei Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Also, loishana tmima. Also, loishana tmima. Umutal kaimo b'shvias. So the Maharal Fulda learns. The Maharal Fulda learns. Right, if we're counting it for Shnei Sarla, then we're going like the Mandi Yomar, that Yom Echad B'Shana Choshev Shana. Tanakama here holds, so you need 30 days to be Niklat. And one day, we hold like our mayor, that Yom Echad B'Shana Choshev Shana. So now Rosh Hashanah will be your number two. So if you plant it in a way that it took root before Rosh Hashanah, so also like Shana Tmima, but pachas mishloi shemem tnei Rosh Hashanah. So lo also loy shana tmima, because it wasn't niklat for Rosh Hashanah. Lo also loy shana tmima, v'asal akayim b'shvias, because it took root on Shvias, so it's also the Kaiper, that's the din of Yaakov. So again, Tani, Hanukkah, Avicham Arkiv, Shloshim Yom Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, also Lo Yishana Tmima, because of Yom Echad B'Shana Choshev Shana. The Maharal Fulda learns that the Rosh Hashanah knows. You certainly need 30 days to be Niklat, and this one Yom Ahol, then it counts as a Shana Achas. Bachos Meshloishim Yom Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, so it didn't get Niklat. Shloishim Yom Tmima, also a kind of Bishvias. Avalamru. Okay, so you have the Shnoi Sarla. So the, you have a little, and then you have 2 full years. Now the third year, it's Rosh Hashanah. Avalamru Peiros Natiya Zu. Avalamru Peiros Natiya Zu. Asur Nat Chamishos Bishvat. Because after the end of the third year, you had a little, which counted as 1 year. Then you had a second year, the whole year. Then you had a third year, the whole year. So now, it's Osir Ad Chamishos Bishvat. Umatam. What's the reason for that? So, the ostensible reason is because it's two Bishvat Rosh Hashanah with Lamas. And this is no longer an Atiyah. No longer called an Atiyah, it's called an Ilan. So everything's dependent on Tubishvat. The Gemara wants to have a Makar in the Torah that you extend the Isra of Arla past Rosh Hashanah. Umatam Rabbi Yosef B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan Ubashana. That's like a Mois Valinian Rishon. Ubashana Hashpiyas. Ma'at, yeah. Ma'ashmamine. Amar Abzeir Shalosh Shana Mi'alachem Arayim Lo Yeyachel Ubashana. So sometimes the Isser, like, we'll make Nidrasha, it's not simple Pshat and Pasuk, of course, we'll make Nidrasha that sometimes the Shalosh Shalom Yilachem Arim Yilachem goes into Uba Shalom, and it goes into the fourth year. The Maisha, the Rishayim speak out that it's also the Stavra. I mean, the Pasuk doesn't say anything about Tu Bishvat, right? The Pasuk just says not Rosh Hashanah. So you extend it. If you extend it one more day, so Chazal decided Tu Bishvat is the logical time to extend it once it's not Rosh Hashanah. So let it be Tu Bishvat. Omer Abba Bar Mamu, Kumi Reb Zeira, Nirin Hadvarim Shenato Lefnei Rosh Hashanah Shloishim Yoyim. So then he got away with that as a full year, and then 2 years. So then you have to wait till Tu Bishvat. Chom lo natoi shloishim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah. So let's say you planted it less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. So when do you start counting Shnoi Sarla? In year number one. But Isa Chami, come and see, Shana Shleima also loy, but Amrit Hochim. That means you're keeping more than 3 years. Look at the Rafolda. Ain't for a sheyantin at sheyantu mitzu b'shvan ve'elech lafilu chontu koydim achas shekolu ha-shaloshonim mutarim l'tzvicha ha-toyri yoysu mi-shaloshonim mi-yoyim li-yoyim. So we planted it less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. So you would only need miyoyim liyoyim 3 years. That's what the Gemara is suggesting. You don't find that the Isser Arla extends more than 3 years. So when it's a kula, you say, so when you didn't have 3 full years, you had a little and then 2 years, you say Tu Bishvat. But here, if you had 30 days and then came year two and then came year three, So then you don't have to wait until Tu Bishvat. Then it only stops by the end of the third year, Miyom Liyom. Omalei. The Inkini, if that's true, Inkain, afilu not the Shloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Yehi Osir at Shloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. So Gemara Fulda, Diem Kain who, Afilu not the Shloshim Yom Kedem Rosh Hashanah, Lomar Minim Lo Tzorich Lamtin, Ela Ad She Yachantu Acher Tu Bishvat, Neimu Diyantan Al Shloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Im Atoima She Shloshim Yom Kedem Rosh Hashanah Chashuv Mishonah Min Atoima, that this is the Yeraisa concept, the Shloshim Yom Mishonah Chashuv Shonah, so have like Yishonah Shonah Mishleimois, She Gier Rosh Hashanah Ashlishi, the Lama Yamtin Ol. So you could say the same thing. He says, even if you plan the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, so you should count that as 1 year, and then year two, and then year three. So you should, if you need the only, so you have the only own. The Lomi Hamdan Ode, the Loichosh of Shana, make like a monarch. Yamdin has Rosh Hashanah Harvius, Shloshim Yom Koydim Loib is Matsunotai, Lutamlin Yerim Yoin. Elevadi the Choshev Ukashon Shleima, Elinian Elon, the Rosh Hashanah Shleim Tubishvat, Loitol Sahashanah, so you have to make this chilik. Right? That's what he was saying, Ulutaymech, it's like saying Ulutaymech. So the time is what happens if you planted it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. So Elamai, you're saying that's a Shana, but it goes till Tu Bishvat anyway. Imkein hu adin am not the pochus b'shloishim yoyim, or acha Rosh Hashanah, na medina hochi, that you don't need miyom liyom. No, there's no reason to tie it down to miyom liyom. If you have a longest that you have something that's choshem shana, so then you count that as 1 year, and then year two, and then year three. And if not, you go to Tu Bishvat. You don't count.
It's a very strange topic, you know. Whenever we have something that counts as a whole, we don't ever. It's just Yom Kippur. But it's different when you have the whole day. So once the piece counts as a whole, it's not.
From the manifold, it sounds like because oil would be that way. Look at my tongue. Look. He's saying also the Lomi Yamtinol. Reb Zeira saying not like that. Reb Zeira saying that you should, it doesn't make sense to wait till Tu Bishvat. If it counts as a year, so you should consider it 3 full years. Why should you have to wait till Tu Bishvat? And if you have to wait till Tu Bishvat,
then
you should always have to wait till Tu Bishvat, even if it goes more than 3 years. My Kedon, so who's right? Right, you had here Rababu Mamamu, who you have? Rababu Mamamu, you have Reb Zeira, so who's right? My Kedon. According to Reb Lutful, it says, Manoima Mehashka, Tobemus, who negate us for him. Loichiba Atari Yezu Mishal Shonami Yad Liyayim. There's talk of something compelling about saying that it's not more than 3 years. On the other hand, you have the monoshkoch of Rav Zeira. So, my kedoyin. Of Rav Mono, mikivin sh'oimit b'fech sh'nosoi shel Elon, mashlim sh'nosoi. Mikivin sh'oimit b'fech sh'nosoi shel Elon, Mashlim Shnosai. So I look at the Marafolda. So he's saying you always go through Tu Bishvat. So the Mor is answering like Zivi, that Zivi's right. That the Isra always goes through Tu Bishvat. Now they're going to the Marafolda, that's the answer to the Gemara. Mike Kedoyin. Right? So Amramona, the Svara of Zivi is, Bikimish Shami Pitak Shnosai Shalila Mashlim Shnosai. So I think the simplest way to learn a Rav Mono is that he's saying the svara of waiting till Tu Bishvat, that it's really perish on a zoo. In other words, the svara of waiting till Tu Bishvat always is that Tu Bishvat, like the rains finally had their effect, and the sap, Chayis, gives out the fruit from the tree. That's when the new year is. But before Tu Bishvat, you're still dealing with fruit that are coming out Mikoyach last year's rains. Right, that's what Chazal saw. That till Tu Bishvat, it's taka last year's fruit. So I think that's what the Gemara is answering according to Abzera. But the reason it makes sense to always wait till Tu Bishvat is because really, you're saying it doesn't make sense to wait more than 3 years.
Wait, when you say you think it's talking practical, or you think it's talking halacha? Then you have to wait till it's the middle of the year.
Yeah. I think the pshat is it's explaining like why, because that's shnoso shalilah, meaning anything that comes out before Tu Bishvat, it's taka last year's fruit. No, shnoso shalilah. That's the more answer. It's not some an arbitrary date that you're picking. So you're saying it's not more than 3 years. Anything, that's the Shnosa Shlilan. It's like you would say, you know, that's its birthday. So before that, it's taken not 3 years old. It's only 2 years old. Because the fruit that are coming out are last year's fruit. That's what I,
What does the Marafold say? We will. That was Leland Bay. Wait, so what?
It's really not 3 years yet. You're looking at the calendar and saying it's over 3 years. It's really not 3 years. That's Lila like Bosom Rosh Hashanah the day. Something moist of the Hesper. If you know why you wait till Dubishvat, it's the logic is very compelling. Because it's really last year's fruit. It's just emerging now. But it's last year's fruit. And it's only after Tu B'Shvat that it becomes a coming year's fruit. So according to the Marafulda, the Maskona is like a Zayr. But the Isra always goes until Tu B'Shvat. Abu Rababu Ramamo, I'm reading from the Marafulda now. That's why Rababu Ramamo was Machalik. Between having the Shloshim Yom and not having the Shloshim Yom. Right, if you have the Shloshim Yom, then you go till Tu B'Shvat. And if you don't have the Shloshim Yom, then it's just 3 years. Right.
So Rabbi Zera is now holding Maimon? According to that?
Why?
Because according to... Only because he's not really
Why won't there be more?
Go to the next.
Okay, we'll stop here. We'll stop here.
Are you going to be in town next Shabbos?
It's a Shabbos.
And does that Makaya be on the Shabbos?
No.
It's only has to do with your sleeping here.
I'm leaving before sunrise.
So only if you're going to be in the sun by Sunday morning.
Right, I'll leave before sunrise.
So you'll be on Mount Shabbos, and everybody will be meeting in the Gira.
I'll miss a word.
You could shush. You could talk to them. Like at the Shabbaton, you know, announcing the things.
I mean, according to most places, with my plan, so even if something happens to me and I oversleep, I fall asleep.
You sure? Yeah, I'm looking for an excuse for my in-laws not to come.
if they plan on leaving before sunrise.
Oh.
Why don't they want 2 days of Purim?
What?
Don't
they want?
They have 2 days of Purim.
Yeah.
It's also shy of the place.